On February 24th, Alice Driver got a call from her hospitalized 12-year-old son, Diamante.
His last words to me was, "Mom, make sure you pray before you go to bed."
Diamante died hours later. His mother says a victim of a system that makes it difficult for the indigent to get dental care. Infection in an untreated tooth had spread to his brain.
The bureaucracy involved in treating Medicaid patients is so extreme that a lot of doctors just decide not to treat any Medicaid patients at all.
All you got to do is say what kind of insurance you got. Nope, we don't take that. Simple as that.
We must learn from this appalling failure of our broken healthcare system. And we must fix it.
Within days of Diamante's death, Congress was considering legislation providing $40 million in dental services to the poor. The state legislature in Annapolis is also considering additional funding to make dental care more accessible to indigent children.
It's an epidemic disease, and it is preventable. And we know how to prevent it if we can just get those kids in the office.
Ray Rossin says states that have trimmed Medicaid red tape see more dentists accepting the insurance and more patients using it.
This was not necessary, and it can be fixed.
Lawyer Larry Norris of Maryland's Public Justice Center hopes Diamante's death leads to more dental hygiene programs in schools, more pediatricians doing dental screening, and more efficient government programs to provide dental care to the poor. Diamante's mother says simply,
"No one else should have to go through this."
Gary Nirenberg, CNN, Catonsville, Maryland.